It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone for our school district update this week, we'll be talking to Principal Wendy Flucky of Castle Heights Elementary, talking about some of the things that are going on up there, some of the things that are coming up. Hard to believe that we're almost to the midway point of third quarter. We're going to talk about that. We've got parent-teacher conferences coming up. Talk about the PTA up there. It's just always a lot going on up at Castle Heights. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, good morning, Dave.
So let's just jump right into it. You and I, one of the first things we talked about is the fact that can't really believe that we are just a mere, you know, moments, it seems like, away from the midterm point of the third quarter.
We are. It's this coming Tuesday that we're already midterm third quarter, so this year is just racing past us.
And with that, you're going to have a parent-teacher conference coming up fairly soon, you said?
We do. We have it the week of President's Day weekend, that Tuesday and Wednesday parent-teacher conferences. We're excited to have that. That's where parents are able to come in, meet one-on-one with their classroom teacher, receive the mid-year testing data, and just have those conversations about where their child's at and moving forward, what we can do to help them grow.
And you brought it up, so we're going to talk about that as well. The fact that, you know, you were just saying you just finished up mid-year testing right before Christmas, and you guys up there at Castle Heights are a little proactive, and you're like, you know what, we're hitting end of year testing here in about 2 months, so it's kind of time to start looking a little forward, isn't it?
It is, and it's really using that mid-year data to guide our instruction so we can hit all those areas that we need to hit in order to be successful with our end-of-the-year testing.
So we've got that going on. You were mentioning something about attendance, and that's always a big thing throughout the district. And your fourth graders just got to go and have a little bit of fun, didn't they?
They did. So we received some TSSA funds, and we were able to earmark some of those funds towards our students to promote good citizenship, which includes the criteria of coming to school, doing their schoolwork, getting that turned in, as well as good citizenship. And we were excited that our fourth grade, every single one of our fourth graders earned the bowling activity, and they were able to go bowling at our local bowling alley. So it was exciting when we did our first semester attendance. I was excited to see that I had 156 kids that met our attendance goal of 96% or better attendance, which means they missed 4 days or less for the entire first semester. So we have some really great things going on, and we're getting our kids here to school.
And that's one of those things that, you know, when you see that, you're more than happy to let them take an afternoon and go bowling, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Because it really truly is. It's one of the biggest things, probably one of the main things, or if not the main thing, just making sure kids are in school. The one thing that I hear when I talk to administrators across the district is, you know, we can't teach them if they're not here, right? So that's how important it really and truly is.
Exactly. Get them here, and then, you know what, and doing those activities just builds that sense of community and a school community here. So it's a double win.
All right. And then another great thing that you guys have up there, and throughout the district, they're everywhere, and that's parent-teacher associations. And you were talking about some of the things that they've got planned coming up.
Oh, we do. We, first of all, have a phenomenal parent-teacher association, just great parents that are here in the building all the time, continually doing whatever it takes to help our school be successful. Next week, they're going to be helping out with the classroom Valentine's Day parties. In 2 weeks, during parent-teacher conference, they come in, they bring the book fair, which supports the parent-teacher, funds a lot of our activities. Then at the end of the month, they're putting activities together to celebrate Dr. Seuss Week and encourage kids to read. So there's just always something going on at our school sponsored by our wonderful parent-teacher association.
All right, and then let's wrap up today with talking about this week, you were saying, is National Counselors Week. Is that right?
It is. This entire week is devoted to National Counselors Week, and I just want to do a big shout-out to all of the work and the positive influence that our counselors do across the district. We are so fortunate to have full-time counselors in our building, and especially here at Castle Heights Elementary. Amanda Ori does a phenomenal job, and we are so lucky to have her here at our school.
All right. So I'm going to guess that the next time we talk, it's going to be closer to May. And things will be just about ready to wrap up. I can't believe that, but it's true. Time just goes on. Principal Wendy Flucky of Castle Heights Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it. And I'm going to let you get back to school now, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.